Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a best ever listener, you'll get a best ever discount. Mention best ever and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product. Hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm pleased to do another Skill Set Sunday. And this is actually a personal experience Skill Set Sunday, and this is totally on theme for the holidays because it just happened to me a couple days ago and while I'm in Texas visiting my family. My dad has always had a dog, and he... A couple years ago, he lost his dog passed away, Spanky, of about 14 years, and he hasn't gotten another dog since. He's said he would like one, but he just hasn't taken the action to get one. He's mentioned multiple things, like he wasn't sure if the doggy door would be the right size. He wanted a dog that was housebroken. He wasn't sure if he wanted all the shedding. And it reminded me of goals that we set, and then we start talking ourselves out of them for whatever reason. You know, have you ever set a goal or set something that you want to attain, and then for whatever reason you've thought about all the different things that would come that could be negative, and then you talk yourself out of it instead of, you know, just putting yourself in the situation and then figuring it out afterwards. And I think you've also, I imagine, done something where you wanted it so bad, or you consciously put yourself in a situation where it was sink or swim, and you swam, right? You made it happen. And so whenever he was talking about, I'd like a dog, but I'm not sure about all these things, I was like, let's just do this, Dad. I'm in town for, you know, for the holiday break. I would love to just go look at dogs at the Humane Society. Just let's go look at them. You know, we don't need to go get one. Just let's go take a look. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll go look, but I'm not ready to get a dog. We went to the Humane Society and we started looking around and saw a couple dogs that, you know, clearly he was interested in. And then we left. And I was like, well, I guess, I guess it was good for him to experience it, but I guess nothing is going to come of it. Well, it turns out I get a text message 2 days later. He's like, well, I really liked, the dog's name's Dan, out of all names, Dan. I really like Dan. Let's just go take a look to see if he's still there. And I was like, really interesting. So now, after you have put yourself in the situation to experience, and that's the key for today's Skill Set Sunday, the experience your goals. Once you put yourself in the situation to experience what you want, now you're more motivated, now you're more inspired, now you're more likely to attain it because you've experienced it. Now, obviously, I didn't say it like that, but I'm thinking it in the back of my mind. I'm like, what I did say was cool. Let's go check out the dog and see if he's still there. We went up to the Humane Society and ended up getting Dan, the dog. He's a mutt. He's 2 years old, sweet as can be, great temperament, looks like a deer, and I'll post some pictures on this blog post on my blog, so you can check out Dan. You can see, I'll actually show you the before with him in the cage, looks extremely sad, and the after with him on the ride home. And so I was like, I started thinking about this, you know, and now that my dad has Dan, the dog, I started thinking about what type of positive experiences are going to come out of my dad having Dan, the dog, now. And I was like, wow, that is incredible how his life is going to be changed by this dog, and the warmth, that, you know, the emotional warmth that the dog gives him, the smiles. I mean, it's priceless. And it all happened because he went up to the Humane Society and experienced what he was interested in. And that's the key to setting your goals and to achieving them in 2015. When you list out all your goals, think about not only what you want to achieve, but think about what's one way you can experience it before you attain it. Let me give you an example. If you want a larger house, then find a house that you want to buy. Go to a showing for that house, assuming it's on sale, and just experience the house. See what it's like. Do things like that where you experience it. Jim Carrey did the same thing whenever he was a struggling comedian and he didn't have any money. I mean, he lived in a Volkswagen. Him and his family lived in a Volkswagen when they were growing up. So he had no financial resources whenever he was growing up. His family didn't. So he was destined, so he thought whenever he was really young, to be poor his whole life. Well, then he changed his psychology, and one day, whenever he was a young man, he wrote a check to himself for $10 million, and he postdated it for 5 years from then. He wrote the check in 1990, and he postdated it to 1995. And right when 1995 hit, and he mentioned in the memo for acting services rendered. So he had this, and he kept it in his wallet. In 1995, right when the check was supposed to be expire or written, that's whenever he had the tremendous success of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and The Mask, and Liar, Liar. And at that point, he had escalated to not $10 million, but $20 million. So experience and keep at the forefront your goals. Think about whenever you're listing out your goals for 2015, think about what you want to achieve and what's one way you can experience it.
Hey you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.